This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Frankie Boyer. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And joining us today is a doctor that specializes in older individuals, men and women that are, I hate that word senior, Dr. Ronald Kaplan. Welcome. It's nice to have you with us.
Thanks, Frankie. Good to be with you again.
I don't like
that word either.
How about
older persons?
Yeah, older persons. Your book is called The Care of Older Persons, and it's available wherever books are sold.
Exactly.
You know, we just did a segment on dementia and how prevalent it is, and of course, our former Justice Sandra Day actually shared that she will no longer be in the public because of dementia.
Yes, that's so a true shame. An absolutely brilliant jurist and true pioneer.
Yes, absolutely.
It's really sad to hear this, but
it is sad to hear this.
She is in her upper 80s, and in that age group, of course,
89.
Dementia becomes an increasing problem. And as does Alzheimer's disease, which
right.
is sort of a part of dementia.
So the question becomes, as we are getting older, and us baby boomers, with a lot of aches and pains, it feels to me, from doing this show for 2 years, our two-year anniversary, that CBD might be the hemp-derived, non-high version of the cannabis plant might be the answer for this problem. And I have to say, before I let you answer, I was on the train yesterday reading a couple of publications that I brought. I was from Boston to New York, so I caught up on my reading, and I had lots of magazines, and I was just at a cannabis conference last weekend, and so I had all this reading material, and this elderly man was sitting next to me, and it was the quiet car, but he put two thumbs up when he saw what I was reading, and he nudged me, and he gave me two thumbs up, and I just said, he said, and he whispered, it's a really terrific thing as we get older to be able to have this available for seniors. So what say you,
hilarious.
Doc?
But it's basically I guess it's whatever turns you on. You know, pot, cannabis, has been around for thousands and thousands of years. And this whole business of it being illegal, all it really does, it doesn't really stop the use. It just gives a lot of money to drug runners, cartels, and other people who want to brave the illegal world. So sooner or later, just like Prohibition ended in the, 1930s, because people realized you could not stop people from using alcohol, the same is true now of pot, weed, or whatever you want to call it. It became legal in the entire country of Canada about a week ago.
Yes.
And, of course, it's legal in 7 or 8 states now, and it's also...
No, it's more than that. It's more
than
that.
Well, it's available certainly for medical use in a huge number of states, so-called medical use. You know, it's all in the eye of the beholder. It's like, what's a weed and what's a flower? What do you consider beautiful? This drug has been around forever. Now, does it have bad side effects? Of course it does, like any drug. You sort of have to pick what you're going to do in a society. And certainly the elderly gentleman or older gentleman sitting next to you on the train, chances are he's known about this for a long time, because most of the baby boomers have been using pot or did use pot in their youth. They may have stopped and then again getting back to it. It's not like
right.
They're...
You know, I like to use
this.
I like to use the word cannabis, because I think the pejorative pot, it doesn't really say what it is, because there are so many people working on the DNA of cannabis, looking at this plant, looking at the miraculous benefits, and as I say, we all choose, you know, for many people, we choose not to get high. It doesn't agree with us for whatever reason. But we can't throw it away without understanding that the CBD, the cannabidiol piece of this, the hemp, is a very powerful non-hallucinogenic property that really does work on pain, on anxiety, on so many other levels. So, you know, I just want to
You're perfectly right about all that, but it can work both ways. The real reason most people use cannabis, if you prefer to call it cannabis, is
I do.
Because
yeah.
It makes them feel good.
Right.
So that's the reason people take it. Then they ascribe all these other benefits to it. Does it have some medical value?
No,
of course
I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about the full cannabis plant, doctor. I'm talking about the hemp. The hemp portion of the plant. But what I'm saying that is, are you going to be addicted to pot, as you call it? There are people, as you know and I know, that have a predisposition for addiction, that whatever you're addicted to is just the catalyst. But my point...
Well, again, you could look at it both ways, because many years ago, cannabis was looked at as a precursor to going on to more addictive drugs.
Addictive drugs.
Now
right.
We've changed 180 degrees, and we're saying that it's a good thing. It's okay to use. It's acceptable, and it's a better alternative than other drugs. So we've just changed our thinking about 180 degrees. But that's a societal thing. It's just how you look at it.
But there's two separate stories here. There's the storyline about the hemp. And then there's a storyline about the full cannabis that gets you high. I'm talking about apples and oranges. Because all the hemp in the world will never...
Well, you aren't. Actually, hemp is the name of the plant, correct?
Hemp is the name of the plant, but you don't get high from that, doctor. And you're not addicted to that. I have hemp in my protein shakes all the time. I use hemp seeds because they're nutritious and filled with omega-6. Good for your skin.
And how does it make you feel?
It doesn't make you feel anything, because there's no psychoactive ingredient in it. It has 0.00% THC. So we're talking about apples and oranges.
If you really want to go into and dissect the plant, besides THC, there's at least 65 other cannabinoids.
That's right. That's right.
That can have the same effect within the plant, and the plant itself has about 483 known compounds in it. So, you know, it's. I agree. If you take out the THC, you're doing something, but maybe you're taking out the main ingredient, too. So.
Oh, I don't... Yeah, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure. But do you think, though, that because we're having this terrible opioid problem, and that we have so many Americans that cannot sleep, that are so disturbed in their lives, you know, life is tough on a good day.
That is for sure, especially when you're older.
Yeah. So maybe this could be the light. Maybe this could be for some, not all, but for some Americans, an alternative. a solution.
Well, it's certainly true. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be using it, and a lot of people do use it and always used it, irrespective of its legality, in various forms. And what this does, really, besides creating a big tax boom for a lot of states and eventually probably all of North America, sort of a huge piece of North America already is doing this, besides doing that, now it can be controlled, the plants can be made better, and more importantly, the research is going to start to come out about all the permutations and combinations. And
yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Thing.
Hey, Doctor,
so
we don't have good
research now.
We have some research, and Israel is doing a lot. Not enough, but it is going to start to happen. And I appreciate your time and your opinions. What's the best website, Doctor Kaplan?
It's www.careoftheolderperson.com.
Thank you so much, Doc. Nice to have you back, and we'll be back in a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer.
Great speaking.
Cannabis Talk.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Joining me now is our good friend Mark Goldman, partner at Hemp Public Relations, hemppublicrelations.com. And it's a firm that helps individuals and businesses in the cannabis industry to achieve greater visibility through the eyes of public media. And Hemp Public Relations services include TV, radio, and newspaper placements. And it is really a pleasure to welcome Mark back. And so you always bring us such really cool stories. Today is no exception. So as our last guest, the doctor, said, Canada made it legal last week. What a holy moly, what a big, big controversy this is. So tell us what is happening right now in Canada at the airports, Mark Goldman.
You know what? This is a wonderful thing, and hello to everybody. Anyway, Toronto, their airport, Pearson Airport, has an important message, and it's really, really kind of interesting. So what they're doing is they're placing trash cans all around the airport to dispose of the marijuana that people buy or tourists buy before they get on the airline so they don't bring it back, whatever else. I remember when I was in Amsterdam in Holland, we had to do the same thing. We had to look for garbages near the train station, and it was horrible to throw it out, horrible to take your pipe or whatever you bought and also the marijuana and throw it out in the garbage. But, this is kind of cool that Toronto is encouraging this so you don't forget, you don't bring it elsewhere, you don't get arrested, and it's a wonderful thing. The major problem with it, though, now is people are going through these garbage cans to try to get their marijuana, and, it can be a big problem.
So, what happens if you when you are traveling?
Yes.
Into Canada,
right?
You're not allowed to bring, even though it's legal there. You can let me ask you: can you bring pot with you into Canada today?
No, 100% not.
Okay.
And there's going to be a lot of laws, and there's going to be a lot of interesting discussions on this. You're not allowed to bring anything with you. You're not allowed to bring a pipe or rolling paper or anything to utilize your marijuana with, and obviously you can't bring marijuana with you either.
Okay. When you leave, you can't leave with anything either.
Correct. Correct. So, if you're there and you're going to hang out and have a good time, I guess that's great, but you cannot bring anything with you at all. So right now they have three of these special marijuana, aka weed, garbage cans where you're able to throw your stuff and dispose of it in these places, which I think is a wonderful idea.
Okay. Now, there are smoking stations in airports all over the world. International airports.
Yes.
International airports. If you are in Toronto at an international airport, can you light up a joint in that smoking station?
I'm going to say no, but I don't know for a fact. I just know, like, when I was in Amsterdam or Holland or whatever, Amsterdam and Holland, there were only certain areas where you were allowed to do it. For example, I went to a museum. Definitely not. It was off limits. Different restaurants, off limits. It's very much, accepted over there and legalized and whatever else. And there were so many areas where you just weren't allowed to do it.
So
I'm assuming it's the same in Canada.
It's probably going to be the same in Canada. Mark, do you think that the pressure to now legalize cannabis in the States is going to happen soon?
I absolutely do. Recreational marijuana is becoming more and more popular, and it's an excellent revenue for the states to raise money for taxes and whatever else. The only major problem, which we spoke about, is the federal government is cracking down on the various states because they're saying it's not legal in a federal manner, it's only legal in a state manner. So, it's very, very interesting.
Beyond interesting, I have a friend whose business, her online store was closed because she's not because she sells cannabis, but she has a book on hemp. They closed her down because she can't sell her own book on her website.
That's disgusting. That's horrible.
This
friend's in the United States?
Yeah, this friend is in Oklahoma.
And it's a free country, and wow, that's incredible.
Her credit card merchant that she does business with, which she's no longer doing business with, has turned her away.
You know what? She should go on a campaign and tell everybody who that business is, and everybody should not support that business because that's horrible.
I know.
That's un-American.
It kind of is, actually. It's really very un-American. It's very un-American.
It's a government telling us what we can and cannot do. It's
And then the interest for the companies that are saying to her, okay, we will do it, is like double what she normally paid. So it's really terrible.
It's incredible. Incredible. Another big story that I want to bring to you and your listeners are the cannabis tourists could be charged despite legalization. So a growing number of countries are criticizing and issuing warnings about the recent legislation of marijuana in Canada, which is very, very scary. The situation is causing alarms for travelers. It's turning out penalties. It could go both ways. So as we know, recreational marijuana has been legal for about a week in Canada, but if an international border guard might ask if you had any cannabis consumption while you were there, this could lead to trouble, which is crazy. The Russian embassy is very upset about this, accusing Canada of weakening the international legal drug control framework. I think a lot of these countries are just
worrying. Wow. Yeah, this is going to be some fight. Yeah, this is going to be some fight. There's another story you're bringing us to, and that is, tell us about this story. This is pretty amazing.
The second story I was just talking about was the was getting in trouble for the legalization of cannabis and marijuana in Canada, and how all these other countries are just upset. Japan's warning these tourists that they should observe the Japanese laws even while traveling, and America is saying, you better not be bringing this back into the United States. It's not legal in a recreational way, and you just got to be careful.
Right, Mark. You and I have talked about this subject for a long time, and I think we're making strides, and we're getting the word out that there are people that this is helping, and that there's many sides and many facets to this story, and that's why we love talking with you.
Really quick, I know we're kind of short on time here. A buddy of mine has Crohn's. He's never utilized marijuana or cannabis ever in his life. He was kind of against it, and as of 3 weeks ago, he started vaping it, and it's really, really helping him in a big, big way.
Awesome. So give us the website. We got to run.
HempPublicRelations.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks, and we'll be back in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And this is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. And we call it an educational odyssey. Joining us now is Michael Welsh, who is the president and CEO of Rocky Mountain High Brands. And Michael, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Frankie. It's great to be back.
Nice to have you back. You know, Michael, I was just at a conference last weekend in Boston, and it was right at the Hines. It was the Cannabis World Congress and Business Exposition. And there were some numbers that they threw around, and I just wanted to run them by you for just a moment, because we are hearing that you are in a position with Rocky Mountain High Brands and your other companies and derivatives of Rocky Mountain High Brands doing CBD products, correct?
That's correct.
So there was a new frontier which collects data revealed that hemp businesses grew nearly 40% in 2017. Isn't that amazing? 40%.
That's incredible, and it's projected to grow at a much higher rate than that going forward. It's the CBD segment of the cannabis business is projected to be at $20 billion by the year 2022.
Wow. Well,
$20 billion.
So they also had at this conference, which is so fascinating to me, the five largest adult, now this isn't CBD, this is cannabis, and they're combining, I believe, the CBD with the THC. The five largest adult use cannabis states by 2020, and do you know what they are? I'm going to read them.
Okay.
Number five, and I'm shocked at this because we're so late in the game, but it's Massachusetts.
Really?
Yes. Oregon, number four. Number three, Colorado. Number two, California. And number one will be Washington State.
That's very interesting. I thought California would have been number one.
It's number two, but this is projections, the five largest adult cannabis state markets by 2020. So they're also was saying that, as reported by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services, in December, nationwide, roughly 9%, of all U.S. adults aged 18 plus reported having used cannabis in the previous month, 14% having reported use in the previous year. That number reporting regular use has grown by 7.4 million since 2009, topping 22 million in 2016. And the states with the highest reported rates of monthly use all have some form of cannabis legalization in effect.
Well, that's very interesting, because when you talk about cannabis legalization, that's both CBD and THC.
Yes.
So cannabis includes the marijuana and hemp. So the hemp plant basically produces CBD with very low levels of THC. The marijuana plant produces THC, and it can produce CBD, but the CBD has high levels of THC associated with it.
Right.
And there are medical benefits that are associated with both. When you combine CBD with THC, it creates what's known as the entourage effect. So it depends on what you're actually looking to treat. All of our products have 0.0% THC
right.
in them, because we're looking for daily users that are not looking for to cure a specific ailment.
So, Michael, with everything happening in the world right now, and we were so thrilled at your honesty about your personal story and your business model and what you're doing and how you're trying to help people with products that are convenient and easily absorbed and that you can drink and you can eat and you can take.
Right.
A very dear friend of mine can no longer, and I just mentioned this in our last segment, but she can no longer sell her book on hemp. This was not a book on cannabis. It was a book on hemp. And the benefits of hemp. And she could no longer sell that book. The vendor that she had on her website called her up and said, "We are shutting you down. You are talking about hemp and we're shutting you down." It feels to me like we're going backwards, not forwards. And how does someone who's in Texas deal with this bureaucratic mess that's going on right now?
Well, that's interesting. So she was, what website was she on?
Her own.
Her own. And she was shut down off of her own website for
yes.
selling a book on hemp?
Yes.
That's very interesting.
Her vendor that her... that processes her credit cards, and she had two hemp products as well. So it's not just the book, the hemp products. CBD, or she didn't even call them CBD, they're called hemp.
Okay,
and
so was it her credit card processor that shut her
yes,
down?
Yes, it was her
okay,
credit card.
Okay, that makes sense, because that has to do with the federal law. So when the 2018 Farm Bill passes, that challenge will go by the wayside. As a company, we've had that same challenge.
Yes,
as a company,
I was going to. So this
as
is
a company,
this is really important for the business part of the story. Go ahead, please.
So, as a company, let me tell you, I want to make this clear to your listeners. Good old Bank of America sent us a form letter and closed down every single account that we had. We had close to $1 million in all of our accounts at Bank of America, and they shut them all down.
Wow.
With a form letter. And when you called customer service, we got the runaround.
That's exactly what happened to her. Same exact story.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And we had to actually separate our account that dealt with our subsidiary, that's a Colorado subsidiary that we sell our CBD products through. So all of our CBD products are under our Hemp brand, H-E-M-P-D, and it's in a subsidiary called Wellness for Life that is a Colorado subsidiary. So we sought the advice of a law firm that's one of the top law firms in the U.S. when it comes to cannabis and CBD. And we followed their advice on how to structure this. What we didn't realize is that the banks are confused about all this.
Yes, they are.
And they misinterpret federal law. And the credit card companies follow the banks. And so we had challenges in setting up our credit cards as well. So it makes sense to me that her credit card processor would shut her down. But there are credit card processors that will work with her.
Yes,
so,
she's finding that out. There are a couple. They want a lot more money in higher
yeah,
percentage, unfortunately.
The discount fees are higher.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I will tell you that when the 2018 Farm Bill passes, which was scheduled to pass by September 30th, but the whole Supreme Court fiasco got in the way of that. So now it's anticipated that it's going to pass before the end of this calendar year.
When it passes,
it should provide clarity on the whole banking issue and the whole credit card issue. So we're hopeful that all that's going to be clarified in the 2018 Farm Bill. And all of the banking confusion relating to cannabis and CBD products will be cleared up as a result.
Okay. We have to take a quick break. When we're back, we will continue this fascinating conversation about what it's like as a business to have to deal with all of this and survive. And that's what Michael Welsh is all about. He is the CEO of Rocky Mountain High Brands. And we'll be back in a moment. And Michael, give out the two websites, please.
It's hempd.com, H-E-M-P-D.com is our website that we sell all of our CBD.
Wonderful. And we'll be right back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back, Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, and we're talking today to the CEO of Hempt, and Michael Welsh. Welcome back. It is a pleasure. Rocky Mountain High Brands. Michael, one of the other numbers that was thrown out, and this is just, these are huge numbers, and anyone that is not thinking or believing that this is a real future for this country, you need to listen to these numbers. Now, these are the U.S. legal cannabis market projections, okay? And they are, it's from New Frontier data, or data, however you pronounce it. But what they're saying is that right now, last year it was $8.3 billion combined, recreational with medical. This year is $11.2 billion. Next year it's going to be $14.08 billion. 2020, $16.2 billion. And it goes up by 2025, it'll be $25.5 billion.
Frankie, is that the entire cannabis market, or is that the THC side of it?
It's the cannabis market projections, the legal, only in the states where it's legal.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing?
It's incredible. And I think those are conservative, from what I've heard.
Yes, from what I've heard as well, yes. And they tend to be very conservative, the New Frontier. But this report that they presented was just really spectacular. But I want to go back to the CBD market for just a moment. So you have challenges that we can't even imagine as a business owner. So you have the regular challenges of growing a business, and then you have your stockholders, and then your shareholders, and then you have the legalities of this hemp bill.
So the analogy that comes to mind is it's like running a public company during Prohibition.
Yeah.
And we're in the alcohol industry. So we're a public company during Prohibition in the alcohol industry.
It's so weird. Yeah.
Trying to comply with laws that we're basically in somewhat violation of at some level, but we're not. So it's really strange territory. But knowing that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and the light at the end of the tunnel is the 2018 Farm Bill.
Yes.
Because what we're doing right now is legal in compliance with the 2014 Farm Bill. We structured everything in compliance with the 2014 Farm Bill. So we structured our subsidiary and our operations to be in compliance with federal law. And that's why we engaged a top cannabis law firm to advise us how to do that, because we did not, as a publicly traded company, we did not want to get into this business and be in violation of the law.
Sure.
But what we didn't anticipate is that we were going to have all of these challenges with bank accounts being closed and credit card processing fees being so high and being turned down by credit card processor after credit card processor, and having problems placing paid advertising on Google, and all of the rules of dealing with putting our products on Amazon, and you know, the list just goes on and on and on and on and on. I feel like I'm, you know, I'm on probation all the
time.
Well,
I wouldn't want your legal bills at this point as well. I mean, my goodness, Michael, it must just be daunting every day to put out these fires, let alone keep a business going.
Well, in addition to that, then there's staying in compliance with the FDA. So we just went through an FDA review where we had all of our websites, all of our social media reviewed by an FDA attorney to make sure that we were in compliance with the FDA regulations. So there's several different masters to serve here.
Yes, I bet. When this is all said and done, at the end of the day, by next year, if we have this conversation next year, what will have changed?
I believe that the law will have changed. The landscape, the regulations will be much easier to comply with. That the opportunity will have opened up all over the place, that we'll be a much larger company by then. Our sales record will be much stronger this time next year, and we'll continue to learn. We'll continue to learn what we need to know on how to execute, and we'll have a broader product base and a larger customer base.
You know, Michael, people are saying that there's still a lot that needs to happen. I have to tell you that being at this business show in Boston the other day, there's still so many facets, from growing to manufacturing to labels. I mean, we're talking about a full blown industry, and that's what I think most Americans are not understanding, the breadth and the width of this subject. They really are not getting it.
Well, to say that this is the biggest financial opportunity since the end of Prohibition is an understatement.
Yeah.
I think I recently told you that Coca-Cola bought up all of the excess CBD.
Oh, we should have started with that, because that's a great story. We'll have to have you back to hear the rest of that story, because we're out of time, Michael Walsh. This has been always wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us, and give us your website, please.
RockyMountainHighBrands.com and Hemp.com.
Thank you, Michael. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day and smile.
Though your heart is aching, smile.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.